that Peru was the first country, I believe, in the region to ratify the Convention on the Rights of Persons with Disabilities, and that over the years it has put in place some robust legislation and decrees for persons with disabilities. And in your report, you highlight, for example, the excellent law 3797 on the promotion of inclusive education, which I will come back to in a moment. But my first question pertains to data. And where can I find definitive information, data concerning children with disabilities? I've read some documents from the ENEDIS, the National Survey on Disability, which documents that somewhere above 150,000 children have some form of disability. But then there's a registry of individuals with disabilities that records about a third or a little bit over a third of children and adolescents with disabilities. So, and I was not helped, and I actually spent a lot of time on Google trying to find this. I found a recent publication, I think, end of last year, of the Instituto Nacional de Estadística on the living conditions of persons with disabilities. But I was confused because you have a category of children of statistics up to 15 years old, and then it jumps 15 to 64. So it's really hard to bring the figures together regarding the situation of children. So respectfully, I would ask the state party to provide us with all the disaggregated data that was requested in the list of issues under paragraph 39, because that's how we're going to have a benchmark to assess your efforts and significant efforts over time. One specific piece of data that should have been of great importance, and I'm coming back to violence in a funny way, is the number of children with disabilities who have reported violence and abuse, including sexual violence, the number of investigations and prosecutions that are carried out, as well as the sentences imposed on perpetrators. And this is a really important question we asked in the list of issues, and it should be quite easy for the state party to respond, because in your law on the General Law on Persons with Disabilities, 29973, it is specified that CONADIS, the National Council for the Integration of Persons with Disabilities, is charged with administering a registry of offenders of the rights of persons with disabilities. So that must be, it's in the law that it's required to have those numbers, so it would be really important if you could provide them. More broadly speaking, what are the strategies that Peru is gradually implementing to reach all the children with disabilities, even remotely, record them and provide the necessary services? In particular, what will be done to reduce the urban-rural gap, which adds to other forms of discrimination that children with disabilities and their families experience? By the way, when we, in reports we receive from children themselves, discrimination against children with disabilities was very high on the list of what they asked us to bring to your attention. I think the committee is very keen to hear about the measures taken to provide timely health care, early diagnostic efforts, and intervention programs. And in particular, could you, and maybe clarify, because I'm not familiar with your system in a granular fashion, how would you get to, as a disabled child, to access being recorded by the National Disability Registry, which is, I think, if I understand it, a prerequisite to receive an official recognition of the disability and to be provided with services thereafter. The issue of education of children with disabilities, could you help clarify the education policy and progress made towards inclusion, in particular in light of Law 3779-7. I understand that there are quite a few institution or special education schools. And to go rapidly, I was a little bit confused by your answers in the report that there was a significant increase of children who are followed in specialized schools and a reduction quite of children in ordinary schools, except at the secondary level where that it's a different trend. And could you clarify or correct my misunderstanding of these numbers in your report or those facts? And then finally, on children on the autism spectrum, can you bring us some information on the policies and programs in place, the training of expert professionals for this specific category of children? And yeah, I think my time is up, so let me pass it on to the next member.
Thank you. I'm going to be asking the next cluster of questions, or next few clusters. The first cluster is health. You know, the committee recognizes the reduction of child mortality and the reduction of chronic malnutrition